This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from the David H. Ponitz Career Technology Center. We'll hear from a young man who produced this story last spring during the presidential primary season. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
Here's an essay from youth radio producer Blair Elmore. He was a leader on the Ponitz High School debate team, and like other 18-year-olds, he can vote for the first time. But last spring, he told me that he did not intend to cast a vote, and here's why.
I am an African-American Latino who sometimes agrees with Republicans and Democrats, but no one on either party has done anything to gain my support. The Democrats want to make the federal government even more powerful than it already is, which would make our government even less like a democracy. Republican candidates do not even discuss what they plan on doing to lower the incarceration rates. I need a candidate who gets things done and leaves no one behind. Sadly, that candidate does not seem to exist. Trump has the strength and charisma, but not the reasoning, logic, and he says racist and prejudiced remarks. People think it's unique how a young person has such an interest in the political world. I first started enjoying politics by watching Fox News and listening to O'Reilly's TV show. I didn't agree with most of the things that he said, but I thought he was funny and watched the show for entertainment. My mother started to show me political channels on YouTube and showed me articles that talked about controversial issues that the mass media never covered. My generation has been more easily informed in current events than every other generation before us because we are more exposed to technology and the internet. And before you say, oh, this boy is too young to really understand politics, or he hasn't been through enough to understand the political system, know that many adults do not understand these things. Understand that ignorance is ageless, and that you can be 90 and ignorant in current events. Understand that many adults were raised to vote for Democrats or Republicans, and they blindly believe what they were told for years. I understand that voting is supposed to give young adults a voice in the political world and influence in the national government. But I also know that a wasted vote is worse than no vote at all. If I just vote for anyone and select a candidate that I do not know much about or cannot wholeheartedly support, then I have done something far worse than not voting. I have helped elect a candidate that does not support my beliefs. Perhaps a vote is not a thing to waste, but it certainly should only be given with consideration.
That was an essay entitled No Vote, written and produced by Ponitz CTC graduate Blair Elmore. Special thanks to Joanne Viscup at Ponitz. You can subscribe to the Dayton Youth Radio podcast on iTunes or listen to the entire series on the WYSO.org website. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Manager Basim Blunt.